Hey guys, Graham here. It's Friday, which means we get to share with you another one of our most popular clips from a past interview. This week, NBA star Blake Griffin. This trending clip comes from our TikTok. Hope you enjoy.
What's fatherhood taught you?
Fatherhood's a really crazy thing because it not only increases like the love in your life, but it also like increases your capacity to love, which is like kind of a crazy idea. Because you think, you know, you love your parents, you love your friends, you love your significant other, whatever it is, but like the love you have for your child like is just so all-encompassing. It also just like keeps me like so, like I guess grounded in a way. Just like seeing what my kids truly care about. They never care if you like play bad or like the world cares about. They're just like, play with me. They both have like very different qualities and very different personalities are very different, and you learn different things from both of them. It's like always just like so refreshing when you just like have had enough with like the world and you're just with your kids, you know? They mean everything to me. And like, you know, I know I wouldn't be where I am today without them.
How about the most difficult part of fatherhood?
For me, especially right now, is like being away. Whether I was in Detroit or even like, you know, when I was in LA, you know, you go on like a 2-week road trip and you come back and like, I remember when my daughter was like just born, like I missed like her rolling over for the first time or you know, like her first step or what, you know, whatever it is, like you just missed it. If you're gonna be on the road traveling, you're gonna miss things. And that's like the toughest part is just being away.
What would you like for your kids?
Just to be happy. You know, people always ask like if I'm gonna make my son play basketball or like make him play sports, and like, I'm not going to. I think sports is great for kids. You know, it teaches teamwork, it teaches working with other people and you know, being around different personalities and you know, sometimes how to lead, but I just want them to be happy, like do whatever they want.
What about for yourself on the kind of personal front?
Honestly, the same thing, to be honest. Once I'm done playing basketball, I hope to have like a lot of different things set up to where I can just step into those and you know, enjoy what I'm doing. But like, you know, to me, like you can't really put a price tag on you know, happiness and truly doing what you want in life.
You see getting married at some point?
I don't know, man. I like kind of go back and forth, think about it sometimes. And there's times when I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. Like got my 2 kids and I'll just like kind of they'll be my thing. And then sometimes I'm like, no, like, you know, it'll happen. Like just like, I'm just not in a rush. You know, I'm not like forcing it right now. I enjoy where I'm at in life.
How crazy is it to think in your early 30s now, in any other career, you would just be kind of entering the prime of your career, and this is the time where folks start to talk about retirement. Isn't that whole dynamic strange, just considering how young the guy is?
I mean, it's something I've thought about for a long, long time. I mean, I remember when we were at this like rookie transition program early on, they're talking about the average career is like 3.5 years. And I was like, whoa, like I could be done like so quickly in the NBA. I think that's the beauty of the modern athlete, that the athlete today is much more aware of that and much more forward thinking and has planned, and not everybody, but a lot of guys have. And like I said, I have certain things set up now to where when I'm retired, I'll have things to do. I'll have, you know, other careers and other things to put my time towards.
But NBA related is not of interest to you from what I understand, right?
Yeah, I don't think I'll seek like a job in the NBA. I'll be around basketball, like if my son wants to play or whoever, if anybody, you know, I'm always willing to like help if I can, you know, and try to give back to especially kids. But I don't know, man, after traveling and being in the NBA and just, you know, having that life for a certain amount of time, I think I'm just ready to be a little bit more in one place, I guess.
And that's this week's fan favorite. To see more popular videos, go to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Graham Bensinger.